Details now. I'm delighted to be joined, as always, by the fantastic team at the Brentwood Care Centre, and I'm joined on the line by the General Manager. It's Tori Pollard. So a very happy new year to you.
Happy new year to you too.
It's lovely to hear from you. So how is everybody doing there?
We're all really well, really well. Yeah. Continues to be a challenging time for everybody, I know, but we're keeping our spirits high. Bit sad today because our Christmas decorations are coming down.
Oh.
And we've made everything. I think everybody's made the comment of, oh, it looks so bare. but yeah, actually, we're doing really well.
And did you manage to have a good Christmas? What was it like there on Christmas Day?
Christmas Day here was absolutely wonderful. It was different, obviously, not having, you know, kind of the people that we care for with their families here, but we had a really lovely morning. There was lots of singing and, you know, tables were laid and everything looked really beautiful. And myself and Charlie, the deputy manager, came in to share presents with, obviously, our staff team and with the people that we look after too. So Boxing Day, a little bit quieter, but we had lots going on and it was a nice time.
Now, we've had obviously the news last night. I bet you were all watching there as well, at 8 o'clock, yeah. From Boris. How is that affecting everybody down there?
I think it was no surprise, the announcement that he made. I think, you know, it's a very difficult time. It continues to be a challenging time. The testing procedures that we have to go through in the home are, you know, very long, and there's lots of tests that need to be done. I think people are feeling a little bit like, you know, we've gone into the new year and feeling a bit blue about things. But actually, we've had positive news about the vaccine for us here too, in terms of trying to get those into the home for the staff and the residents by the end of January. So there's a lot of planning work going on around that. So we're okay. And I think, you know, as always, I'm amazed by the commitment, the dedication of the team here. My team are amazing, and I tell them a lot, but it really goes without saying that, you know, no one person can do this job and look after the people that we look after. So, you know, I thank them from the bottom of my heart for everything that they do for the people that we look after, and so amazed by them every day. They are doing a tremendous job under tremendous pressure, We're okay. We're sticking together, and, you know, we will get to the end of this. And,
yeah.
And I'm sure in, you know, another 12 months' time we'll look back and say, what was all that about? But it is what it is, and I'm just thankful that we're able to continue doing what we're doing.
I know you've got the outside space. Are you still able to have people to come in to visit their family being in that lodge or not?
Currently, no. Because the national lockdown means that people cannot leave their homes, it means that, you know, according to the law, that people can't travel here. So the lodge space is, you know, kind of pending, sitting there waiting for when we can do that again.
Yeah.
So people can't travel. People need to stay at home. So it's not in use currently. It will be back into use. Even after the vaccines, measures will still be in place to try and keep people safe. So it will be back open as soon as we can get it back open. But for the time being, we're obviously just promoting, you know, lots of FaceTimes, lots of telephone calls to families. People are liking and seeing the posts that we're sharing on Facebook as a way to keep in contact.
Now, you always have loads of activities there at the care home to make sure that people are occupied, and people can get involved if they want to, and if they don't want to, they don't have to. So what sort of things have you been getting up to?
Well, we've stuck with our cooking and baking theme, as always. So we're making cakes and biscuits for afternoon teas. We've had lots of painting going on recently. So painting's a really good way for people to keep their kind of dexterity and their kind of hand coordination going. So people have been painting, making arts and crafts. Some of our residents have helped us take decorations down, which is really lovely. So yeah, there's lots of things going on. We've had Skittles, we've had bowls, we've had darts, we've had movie afternoons with popcorns and beer. Yeah, lots of things going on, as is normal. But I think firm favourites currently are those kind of art craft things. We did a lot leading up to Christmas, and it seems to have stuck with people. It's all about people's preference and choice, isn't it?
Yes.
So I think, you know, catering for everybody's tastes is really important. So we've got a lot of firm bird watchers here. So we've been watching documentary series. We've been looking through books and sharing experiences of the sorts of birds that people have been out to see. We've done a lot of kind of reminiscence around, you know, times past and, you know, what our childhoods were like. Mine was amazing. Thank you, Dad. Yeah, I mean, lots and lots of things for people to do. And it's all led by residents. Mm. Residents, you know, will choose what they want to do. They'll choose what they want to get involved in. And it's really important that everybody gets up each day with a purpose. Yes. And that life is meaningful for everybody.
People that are out there at the moment, even in your own homes and stuff, is to, my mum always used to say to me, she said, you must get up in the morning, get dressed, get yourself ready. And she never, you know, she didn't go out every day, obviously, yeah. But she always had her makeup on and was always ready by about 9:30, she said, because it's a routine.
Indeed.
You need to get into the routine.
Mine's making my bed. If I get up every day and make my bed, it means I've started my day and it's full of purpose. And I think there's a lot of people that have been at home now for quite some period of time. You know, join our Facebook page, come and talk to us on Facebook so that we can engage and interact. And, you know, there's some amazing people still doing some amazing things. Obviously, children are at home now, and my heart goes out to all those parents. I'm the mother of Finlay, who's 6, and I know that he's listening now, so I love you. But, you know, lots of people have got their children at home, and it's a really tough time to try and homeschool and try and keep people entertained. So I think, you know, if we can share ideas and just provide a few smiles during the day, then it's a job well done.
And I have to say, I love that name, Finlay.
Finlay.
Oh, love it, love it. If I'd have had a little boy, if I'd have had children, I haven't got any, that would have been my name, because I would have shortened it to Finn.
We shorten his to Finn, and I call him Bear, so he's my Finlay Bear.
Oh.
So I'm a very proud mummy, and just, you know, mindful of all those children that are at home. So hello to all of Finlay's classmates from West Horndon Primary School too.
Oh, hello, Finn. Hello, Finn. Right now, we're coming on to the 30th anniversary for RCA care homes, and it's a big celebration across not just in Brentwood, it's across all the care homes, isn't it?
Indeed. So, you know, RCH started 30 years ago this year, an amazing achievement by the owner, Rob Ray, and his family, and their dedication and commitment to providing good quality care to everybody that lives in one of the homes. So lots of things planned, I am sure, for the entire year. And a good birthday cake competition. So we love cake. Who doesn't? Mm. But we've got a good competition around between the homes in making the birthday cake. And our head chef will be meeting some of the people that we care for this week so that they can design a cake. Mm. And then the chef and his team will be challenged with making it. Mm. So it will be amazing.
I need some cake. You know, you keep talking about food.
I know. Have you got that? It's part of me, really. I'm a foodie.
I'm just getting it. As you were saying, I mean, in my head, I'm thinking, oh, surely they're going to have a chocolate cake with chocolate butter icing and all. I love all that.
Do you know, I actually don't get a say in what it looks like or what it tastes like. It's all going to be driven by, obviously, the residents and people that we care for here. So
yeah.
It will be amazing, I'm sure.
And then you're going to have, like, a general winner out of all those?
Bake off.
Wow.
Why not?
Yeah.
It will be good.
Well, if you need a judge and we're not in COVID, obviously give me a call. I don't mind going around to all of the RCH and be like...
There'll be a little queue in the car park of each of the homes. I can imagine it now. But, yeah, I mean, I'd love to be a judge. Don't think I can be.
No.
Completely not impartial. But any excuse for a cake.
Okay, thank you very much for having a chat with us, Tori.
You're
and obviously, hello to Finn as well, your lovely little boy, and the team there as well. I know they all worked, just to say again, the team there at the home worked over Christmas Day as well, taking time away from their families to spend it with the family that's there.
Absolutely. And just, you know, Happy New Year to everybody and all of you listeners. All of the key workers out there, you know, you're all doing an amazing job, and we couldn't do our job if you didn't do your job. So Happy New Year to everybody. Tough times, I know, but things will get better.
Lovely. Great to talk to you, and I'll talk to you again soon, Tori.
Take care.
Take care.
Bye now.
Bye.